Welcome back to Blackhawks Live here on WGN Radio. We're talking with one of the Blackhawks' newest defensemen, Kevin Korchinski. Kevin, we had you on here last year when you were still with Seattle, and a lot has changed since then. Have you been able to handle this whole roller coaster of everything that's been going on?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Obviously, new environment, kind of a lot of new things, but it's been awesome just being with the guys. And the privilege to play in the NHL, it's been pretty cool. And surreal so far. So it's been awesome, and I'm really fortunate for it.
Have you had more people reach out to you for your NHL start or your first NHL point that you picked up last night?
Probably just, I don't really know. I think a lot of people reached out for both, just kind of the whole process. So it's been awesome to see family, friends, ex-teammates, coaches like that just kind of reach out and say that whether they're watching me or just kind of like wish me luck. So it's been really cool that way.
Who's the coolest person that's reached out to you?
Yeah, probably not just one. Obviously, it's just cool having your like best friends and family kind of watch you and all that. So I'm kind of fortunate for that. So it's been awesome.
Out of everything that's prepared you to excel at this NHL level right now, what has there been anything about this whole experience that has kind of shocked you? Like, wow, okay, yeah, this is the NHL. This is what I've heard and thought about.
Yeah, I think just playing against the best players in the world, players that you grew up watching, kind of surreal. Going against those kind of Hall of Famers or just the best players right now, just seeing how good they are against them in live, it's really cool. Then you just learn so much from those experiences. So it's been awesome going against those guys, and looking forward to other matchups like that.
I know you're a very professional guy, but do you allow yourself to kind of soak in that moment, to just kind of embrace it and witness what you've accomplished right now?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you gotta just take it all in when you can. Obviously, your kind of years go by in a blur, so every time you get to play against those top guys and kind of go to play a new team, new city, it's really special. So I've just kind of took it all in this year, and it's been awesome.
Is there anything that's impressed you yourself about your game, being able to adapt to the NHL game so quickly?
Obviously, having never played an NHL game before this year, you kind of don't know what to expect. So, I think for me, just kind of playing my strengths and skate the puck well, try and make plays. That's always been my strength. So just kind of continue to do that.
Talking with Blackhawks defenseman Kevin Korchinski here on Blackhawks Live. Kevin, in your eyes, what makes a great D pairing?
I think just kind of two D-men that complement each other. And that can be in kind of so many different ways. You just kind of read off each other. So whether it's two kind of better skating guys, offensive guys, or two defensive guys, just kind of reading off each other and playing into each other's strengths.
Do you feel like that's what you and Connor Murphy fall into, those categories?
Yeah. I think me and Murph, it's awesome being partnered with him just because he knows so much about the game, and we can read well off each other. And just kind of have that relationship off the ice has been awesome in that sense.
From the outside, looking to guys like Alex Vlasic and Wyatt Kaiser, who are different roles and situations as you, but you know, still trying to make their impact in the NHL for the first time, what have you appreciated about their games?
Yeah, obviously two other younger guys that play confidence game really well and make plays. So yeah, those are guys that you can learn from and that have really bright futures in the league.
Anything specifically that you have learned from them?
Yeah, I think obviously, whether it's just in practice, talking about plays, talking about different kind of small little details and aspects of the game, just kind of getting their thoughts on it. So those are guys that are hungry, that want to learn, and you want to learn with them. So it kind of makes that kind of growth easy.
What's this opening road trip been like? I know it's been a grind, but you guys have picked up a couple of big wins, but still going into Pittsburgh, going into Boston, Toronto, Montreal. I mean, those are intense venues. What's been your experience like so far with this whole introduction to the NHL so abruptly?
Yeah, it's been really cool. Obviously, I hadn't been to a lot of the cities, so kind of get into like just see the city and just be in the rinks, being these huge markets that have crazy fans. It's been really cool, and obviously fans that are pretty aggressive. It's been cool, kind of get the booze and all that. So it's been awesome so far. And yeah, it's just been gone by so quick, the road trip, that just having a lot of fun, and obviously picked up some big wins along the road. So it's been good.
Aside from playing against the big stars and in the big venues, what else have you appreciated about the NHL experience? I mean, is it the charter? Is it the meals? What is it?
I think just the professionalism in the hockey. Obviously, it's the best hockey there is. So playing in it, it's pretty special. The players don't make mistakes and play the right way. So it's really special. And just kind of surrounding yourself with those kind of players and that kind of hockey, it just makes you better.
What do you do to decompress from the game, Kevin? I mean, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I think just kind of, anyways, obviously, it's a pretty busy schedule. But for me, just kind of talk to friends. I like to play the guitar, so that's something that I do in the summer a lot. So, I just kind of take my mind off the game and do something that isn't hockey related.
How long have you been playing the guitar for?
Just a year now, I think, under a year. So just been doing that as something that you have so much spare time during the season at times. So just kind of learning new songs and something to do. So,
what are you playing now?
Right now I don't have my guitar with me. So
I mean, like, what music? Like, what kind of songs?
What kind of songs? I like to play a lot of Coldplay. I'm a big Coldplay fan, so
okay.
I like their stuff, and just country in general. A lot of country songs, just because I'm from Saskatchewan, so country's pretty big there.
Yeah, that blew my mind when I realized there's such a country culture going on in Canada. But it's pretty cool how much it's embraced.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a big country. A lot of my buddies like country, so, and so do I. So. It's just nice to learn those songs that you enjoy.
Are you a Swiftie?
I wouldn't say so, no. No.
So are you on the acoustic or electric guitar?
I'm on acoustic.
Okay. Have you ever seen Coldplay live?
No, I haven't. They were going to come to Seattle, actually. That's where I played junior, and they came to Seattle the week after I left, so I was pretty bummed out about that, but definitely on my bucket list, and something I'll have to do soon.
Yeah, that definitely seems like a fun and just a good vibe concert. Last time we were talking to you, you were just completing the World Juniors and getting to play with Connor Bedard then. I even asked you the question, have you allowed yourself to kind of dream the idea of you two both being on the Blackhawks? That's now happened. I mean, what has that experience been like, and what's the difference, and what are some of the similarities to playing with Bedard in World Juniors and now at the NHL level?
Yeah, I think obviously it's cool kind of going through the whole process of being a rookie and being a young guy with the team, something that you can kind of share that experience with. And yeah, I think obviously the hockey, it's just different hockey, I think, from the World Juniors to now, and obviously new experiences in NHL, the best players in the world that have just dominated every level. So when you kind of surround yourself with the best players, you're going against the best players, obviously there's going to be some hiccups and obviously some bright spots. So for him, it's been awesome. He's been playing really well for us, and obviously you can kind of see those flashes of his skill, his love, his talent, and it's been awesome.
Has that allowed you to feel any more comfortable, like seeing him being able to adjust to it so well? It's like, oh yeah, like this can give me a little extra confidence to do my best here in the situation too.
I'd say yeah. Like obviously, more so just kind of being through the whole process and having such a young team. We got other rookies like you said, Alex Blass, Kaiser, that are D-man that are kind of going through the same process as me. So. Having a younger team, guys that you can kind of share the experience, and it's been awesome, and they've been all playing really well, so it makes you feel more comfortable.
So you got your ring for World Juniors. Congratulations. Have you worn it out much?
No, I haven't worn it. I don't want to lose it, so it's in a safe spot because we're on the road, so yeah.
Do you think you'll be wearing it out much, or only like special events?
No, I have a bad tendency of losing stuff, so I don't want to lose it.
I hear you. All right, Kevel. Hey, thank you very much for the time. Keep up the great work. You're a really fun guy to cover, and best of luck in the upcoming game against Colorado.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, we'll have more.
Thank you. Take care. This is awesome.
We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next.